Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. This February 1st, Japan announced that it would begin allowing imports of American beef from cattle 30 months of age, up from 20 months. That import restriction was a result of a BSE case almost 10 years ago, and whether justified or not, having it lifted is great news.
A team of their folks came over earlier this year and went through all of our packing plants, looked at our protocol for everything that we touch in there, and basically said, we're safe. We knew we were. We just wanted them to say that. And they agreed. And so they have just announced that they're going to implement going to 30-month cattle, which for the beef side, it's going to be huge. It goes from about 10 to 15% of our cattle qualifying on the 20-month age limit to about 95% of our cattle that can go straight in.
Kentucky Farm Bureau Vice President Fritz Kesey of Hart County serves on the executive committee of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. He spoke about the Japanese market development just days ago to the Louisville Ag Club. He got several questions about that demand expansion potential versus a Kentucky cattle herd right now at historically low levels.
We're all scratching our head on that. We want to produce that. We want it to be U.S. beef going in. And I think you'll see farmers follow the money, and I think we'll see a lot of interest in cattle.
He said another resulting industry trend will be processing finished cattle at higher than normal weights. We'll be right back.
We are the Bach family from Bath County, Kentucky.
We have beef cattle, grain, and some fruits and vegetables. Our beef herd is about 240 mama cows.
We try to do the best job that we can so that the consumer is satisfied.
I feel I'm really blessed to be able to work with my family.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming. It's a good life. Kentucky Farm Families, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
We're back with Farm Bureau Vice President Fritz Kesey on the U.S. Meat Export Federation about its positive impact on farmers as it seeks to expand markets across the globe, here with a thumbnail description of the group's impact.
I think one of the easiest ways is for every steer, it puts $215 plus per head value on that steer. And for the pork, it's $56 a head. That's the difference between making money and not making money.
Bottom line, exports account for 14% of demand for U.S. beef, and for hogs, one out of four is exported. Beef and pork checkoff contributions help fund the Export Federation, which also gets sizable support from corn and soybean checkoffs.
It's great that we can partner with them because they see the value of the red meat going overseas because it carries soybeans and corn inside the meat.
Fritz Kesey on the U.S. Meat Export Federation. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.